Chapter 70. There were 6 weapons on the kitchen table, an Uzi, 3 MP5 carbines, and 2 shotguns. Hurst picked them up one at a time and professionally checked them as the 6 members of Barrett's B team watched him.
I bags the Uzi,
said the one they called Andy Pandy. The Uzi is bloody inaccurate, beyond 20 feet or so, said Hurst dismissively, but you can use it to spray the car.
Spray and pray,
laughed Andy. You'll be driving me in the murk, but you can put the Uzi under the seat just in case we get stopped. Hurst picked up one of the MP5s. These are quality kit, but not great against vehicles. But once we've stopped the convoy, they'll do the job.
What about the shotguns?
Asked Barrett, picking up another of the MP5s. It was clear from the way he handled the weapon that he was familiar with it.
We'll have one in the SUV, one in the Mercedes, said Hurst. We can use them to shoot out the tyres. That's assuming we have to take them out on the move. Hopefully we'll get them in the street. But if not, we'll need something to take down the vehicles.
He put down the MP5 and picked up one of the shotguns. It was a pump-action Mossberg. The barrel had been cut down to a few inches while the stock had been cut and shaped to a pistol grip. It held 5 shells and packed enough of a punch to destroy the tyre of an SUV.
We'll have this in the murk, he said. Who's used it before?
One of the men raised a hand.
It's mine,
he said. He was in his early 20s, with his long reddish hair pulled back in a ponytail, his cheeks peppered with old acne scars.
Perfect. You'll be in the murk with me then. What's your name?
They call me Alf.
Despite the long hair, Alf had the look and bearing of a military man.
You been in the army?
Alf nodded.
3 years. Fucking hated it.
Hurst grinned. Alf was a common enough nickname in the armed forces. It stood for annoying little fucker. The second shotgun was also a sawn-off, but this was double-barreled and only held 2 cartridges, each fired by a separate trigger. Its only serious use would be to put the frighteners on a bank cashier or post office worker. He handed it to the one they called Simple Simon.
You take this in the SUV, he said. You can ride shotgun, pun intended. But you'll need to be right up against the target car to do any damage. He gestured at the MP5s. You can decide among yourselves who has these. Best that the guys who have had some military experience use them. You've all got shorts.
Shorts?
Queried Simple Simon.
Handguns. We call handguns shorts, and carbines and rifles longs.
All the men in the kitchen produced their handguns. There were 4 Glocks, a pristine Sig Sauer, and an ancient Colt 45.
Right, I want you to all strip down and clear your guns.
Some of the men looked hesitant.
Now,
he said. The men started breaking their guns down. Hurst folded his arms and stood in the hall doorway, watching them. You could tell a lot about a man from the way he handled his gun. And first impressions weren't good. Most of the team lacked confidence, and Simple Simon seemed to have no idea what he was supposed to do. He was watching Andy Pandy and copying his every movement. Dean Barrett seemed to know what he was doing. He stripped and cleaned his Glock with smooth, economic movements. Hurst decided that Barrett would be in the murk with him. The other 3 would be in the second SUV, but he doubted that they would be much use in a firefight.